the time traveler, for so it will be convenient to speak of him, was expounding a recondite matter to us. His gray eyes shone and twinkled, and his usually pale face was flushed and animated. The fire burned brightly, and the soft radiance of the incandescent lights in the lilies of silver caught the bubbles that flashed and passed upon our glass. Our chairs, being his patents, braced and caressed us rather than submitted to be sat upon, and there was a luxurious after-dinner atmosphere when thought roams gracefully free of the trail of precision. And he put it to us this way, marking the place of the lean forefinger, as he sat and wisely admired his earnestness for us and carried off his heart and his fecundity. You must follow me carefully. I shall have to controvert one or two ideas that are most universally accepted. The geometry, for example, he taught you in school is better than his conception. Is that not a rather wise thing to expect to see to get upon us? There'll be an argument of course from there. Without me to ask you to accept anything from reading everything, you will see that there.
Yeah, I guess we can speak to Boston.